Ryan, how long do you think it might take
to, you know, to figure out where you're headed or what's going to happen here? I know you'd like to put them. How long do you think all this is going to take to go down?
I think it starts to happen as things can happen in the NHL. As far as my status, it's really up to, you know, to Darcy and the direction they're going to go. So, you know, that's a conversation we're to have, and it's a conversation that unfortunately I'm not going to share with you guys. it's just going to be something that has to happen down the road here, and you know, it's definitely signs that there's you know, been a little bit of a shift in the plan, the long-term plan. So I don't know. We'll see if that's something that you know, Darcy takes a little bit further, and if it becomes you know, a situation where you know, I become just an asset that they're going to use. You know, it's ultimately not going to be up to me. So we'll see what happens.
It seems like you made peace with it relatively easily, if not recently. But it seems like you're at total ease with the whole thing. Is that accurate?
I'm just trying not to squeeze too hard on anything anymore. I'm trying to, you know, keep evolving as a person. And, you know, part of me being effective on the ice is going to be, you know, reaching a certain level of where I can, you know, put aside distractions and just play hockey. And, you know, I've, you know, for a number of years, probably one of my obsessions has been the ability to get really focused and fired up and emotionally charged. And I think sometimes it can hurt you. And I'm just trying to find the balance. So that's me just, you know, trying to let go and just a little bit. I think, you know, not anything where you know, I'm trying to jump to any conclusions. I'm just trying to be you know, open to any opportunity. And if it's to be in Buffalo, I'm you know, been a Saver my whole career, and it's somewhere I'd like to be. And you know, that's great. And if it's somewhere else, I'm going to have to accept it and move on to that sport. So it's I don't think there's a bad situation in it if you just kind of take it as I'm going to be playing hockey again next year.
Do you have confidence that this organization can turn it around? I mean, you did mention before, you know, if you wind up staying here, it doesn't look like it's going in that direction, to be honest, but you never know,
well, you
right?
Know.
You don't
depends
know.
Depends on the value of itself.
Do you have confidence that the people that are here now can make the right decisions to get this team going in the right place, right, for yourself? I mean, in other words, you may not want to stay because you're not looking at it. Might not be looking at a chance to win the Stanley Cup, which you have talked about I don't know how many times.
But that's, again, it's going to be something I have to figure out as things unfold, because my time frame here becomes next year. And
right.
They come up with a plan that involves me. And that would have to, you know, happen in the next, you know, well, July 1st.
3 months, yeah.
So, you know, that's something where it's going to be down the road, and it's not something we can speculate at, because, you know, there's still playoff hockey. There's still a lot of things that are, you know, cogs that have to move around. And then, you know, then we get to the draft, and, you know, everything's unpredictable. I mean, everyone thought Luongo was going to get traded, and then look where he is.
Right.
He's right where he is. You know, I think NHL and the landscape has changed so much in the last few years. And, you know, long-term contracts were in vogue, and then they got brought down a little bit, but you still need a guy in a long-term contract so he's an asset you can use. And
mm-hmm.
It's just a weird landscape. I don't think we've gone through the first full cycle of those initial, you know, longer-term contracts where teams are trying to lock up assets. So I don't think a lot of GMs or teams know how to move those kind of guys around.
Mm-hmm.
So you just kind of get into a situation where, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. So I'm not going to try and worry too much. If I'm here, you know, it's a great organization, and, you know, they want to win. And, you know, that's something you know, you look around the league, it's, you know, everybody does want to win, but we have great resources here. We have, you know, good people, and, you know, I think that's, ultimately, you know, the league has a lot of parity. You just have to find the right mix, the right attitude. Like I just talked about a little bit last night. I'm convinced more and more as I play longer and longer, it's more about the attitude and the kind of team you build. It's not always about, you know, just bringing in a bunch of skill pieces. You know, you have to define the way you're going to play. And if we can find a way to play here that we can define it and do it every night, we'll have as just as good a chance as anybody.
Right.
Do you think that was
right.
part of the
in
problem
sense,
this season? They couldn't find their identity?
I think we struggled for a little while. I think we just didn't do the things we needed to do early on. And I think as we got a little bit later and the guys started to settle into some roles and learn how they needed to do, yeah, I think we played a better brand of hockey. I think we, you know, we still didn't get the job done, but you know, it's a better brand of hockey. And I just hope those lessons continue forward. You know, I thought the year before it was pretty much the same lessons, and then we got started a little too late and we didn't learn them. So it's going to be it's going to be on the guys to take the summer and not just space out. You know, keep pushing, moving forward, and it's more the mentality when we enter camp that you start the year ready and doing the right things.
Ryan, is it at
how
home?
Difficult was this season in the sense that you said you buy a long time for it happen, but you think that
it's not fun, but you know, everything in life does change and evolve, and you have to kind of accept it. You know, I value my time with all those people you spoke of quite a bit. You know, Yelkin was a roommate of mine on the road for a long time. He's been here since I've been here. Always been a great understanding, a great friendship between us. But with Yelkin, I'm happy he can he could play that one more year with his family around, and he can return to Germany, and he's still got hockey in front of him. You know, he's not hanging up the skates, but it is sad the NHL at the time's over and we're not going to see as much of him, but I have a feeling he'll be around a little bit, and that, you know, that's a good thing. With Jason, you know, I'm sure I'm going to be seeing that guy around for a number of years, but it's hard, you know. Came all the way up with him, and after every game, every practice, anything, you know, Jason and I could reflect or talk or sit next to each other on the plane trips every trip, and you know, sometimes those are, you know, long flights where, you know, you get to know somebody real well over, you know, parts of, you know, 10 years, 11 years now. So. And with Lindy, you know, I have a ton of respect for Lindy and the kind of emotion and passion he brings to the locker room. And I think that was the best things he's able to do. And, you know, he can definitely be an inspirational kind of person. It's tough to watch him go, but, you know, again, it's sports. So there's a certain acceptance you have to have. And you have to just try and bring the right kind of energy to, you know, being able to build the attitude and the right kind of team to win a championship. And pieces are going to come in and out, and sometimes you're going to be the piece that moves it in or out. And it's tough to watch Jason have to go through that because, you know, I think he's still in shock. You know, I think everybody who's ever come here to play, you know, as they settle in, and they played more than just a handful of games. You know, they have a real deep feeling of caring about, you know, the city and the organization, and feel a part of something, and you know, that's why it's tough to watch those guys have to step away from Buffalo. Is, you know, they all cared very deeply about it.
And that's just the way you sound, as if in your gut you want to be here, you want to be part of this. I mean, you're a guy who's loyal.
Yeah, I've enjoyed my time, and I tried to do things the right way. Sure, there's been some, you know, ups and downs here, but. I'm trying to state the attitude where, you know, I do have a contract that keeps me here, but if that contract is shifted somewhere else, I'm going to have to keep a certain level of excitement going, you know, for my own career. You know, my heart, you know, it has been about, you know, my heart being here and wanting to win here, and, you know, I'm going to continue to play that way. You know, it's just, is a little bit different going into an off season where business and the way sports, especially hockey, you know, around this stage of a contract, you know, you have to be realistic. And in the last year of your deal, if you're not part of the plan, you'd be an asset that's tradable. So I'm just trying to stay open to coming back and trying to stay excited about just playing hockey games in the NHL if it's not going to work out.
Ryan, at any level, is it important to you to have the chance to play your entire career in one place?
I don't know. At one point, I did think that would be pretty cool. Right now, it's just I want to be a part of something that's much bigger than just hunting down a championship or bouncing around. That would be nice. To not have to chase it around, but just like I said, pro sports. We'll see what happens. I enjoy my time in Buffalo, and if I get to spend more time, it's going to be a lot of fun. Try and make it fun, and try and get better as a team, as a group. And if not, try and bring the same qualities I brought here to somewhere else.
Last question, guys.
You gonna play for the U.S.?
I'm not.
You're not.
Thanks, guys. Steve Otto go right now as well.